Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. I'm here with Mom, who's also the host. Say hi, Mom.
Hi.
We don't have an intro, really, do we?
We don't. We got an exo. No, an outro.
That's the truth. Oh, it's Monday.
We are
late to podcasts. And,
that's okay. We were having fun yesterday.
We were. It was Colleen's birthday party slash baby shower.
Slash Christmas.
It wasn't Christmas. It was a
Christmas themed
birthday party baby shower.
Yeah.
And the whole thing was basically just a giant white elephant.
It was so fun.
It was a lot of fun. There were a lot of people there. I think that was one of our biggest parties.
Yeah. Yes.
The people showed up. People were like, a Christmas themed birthday baby shower? I'm there. Okay, you said you had something you wanted to share with the world.
Okay, I'll probably say it all wrong, and I'm not going to describe it correctly, but that's what you're here for, Rachel.
Okay.
I just found out via Twitter that you can push the space
button. I was going to talk about this. Yeah, talk about it.
Okay, so now I'll say it, and then you correct everything I say. I don't have to try to get my... go back to correct something. I just push the space bar.
Okay, so when you're typing out on an iPhone, when you're typing out in iMessage, and you look at your what you've said, and you're like, oh, I misspelled that wrong. You know, you usually have to like go and push the word and try and push where you want the cursor to go. If you press and hold down the space bar, it turns into a trackpad.
Yeah, there's the word.
Yeah, okay. So you can move it around the paragraph, the sentence or whatever, and you can slide it to where you need to go, and you can make your corrections that way.
So amazing. Do you know how much time that saves and so much frustration?
So
this is what irritates me about today's technology is they never have manuals. And all these little short, you have to find them.
I mean, you could make a genius bar appointment at Apple with all the 80-year-olds trying to figure out their Air Max.
Hey, I'm still trying to figure out my thing.
I was thinking about that too because I saw a meme. I follow a meme Instagram and I saw it on that and I was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And then I went over to Twitter and it was a news thing on Twitter.
Yes, that's where I saw it.
And I was like, okay, did this just come out with the new update? Because I feel like I've held down the space bar before to try and do multiple spaces at once and it hasn't done it.
It doesn't do it. Yeah.
Oh, there is a. Okay, I have to close my window. Oh, I think Matt's trimming the lawn.
Okay, there we go. It's called life.
Life is happening outside of my window. Anyway, so yeah, I was like, did that just happen with the new update? Or I didn't know. But hey, it exists now.
And I kind of find myself making mistakes on purpose so that I can use it.
I definitely typed out a sentence to you just so I could do it, and then I didn't send the sentence.
Right.
But I knew if I accidentally sent it, you wouldn't care.
But I have to continually do something over and over for it to stick in my brain. So that's why I did it over and over.
You're just all day just messing with your space bar.
I'm spacing at the moment.
Hey. All right. And other news, Justin Bieber got married to Hailey Baldwin.
That's old news, Rachel.
Okay. We covered the news from the last week, Mom.
Oh, that's
oh my God. And the only way we found out is that she changed her name on Instagram to Hailey Bieber. instead of Haley Baldwin. And then he redid a caption on his last picture with her and said, I love my wife. Aww. Or my wife is awesome. So there haven't been any, I haven't seen any pictures of a wedding.
No, they got married on the sly somewhere.
Oh, you know more about it than I do.
I heard this like a month ago.
Okay, no, you didn't, because it didn't happen a month ago.
Yes, it did.
When did it happen, Mom? Tell
me.
His hair
was still long before he shaved it off, and it was before, right before Selena Gomez went in for treatment.
That's when they got married?
Yeah.
How'd you know this?
Because it was on the intrawebs.
I don't even remember. Then why did they just now start saying that they're married?
Because it was on the down low.
Well, then how did you find out?
Because it said it on Twitter.
All right, whatever. I just am not invested that much to look into any of that.
I know.
I used to be invested in Justin Bieber, but then he like just stopped making music and I was like,
meh. He's taking a break.
He is.
Yeah. Everybody needs to take a break from time to time.
You know who else is taking a break? Lily Singh from YouTube, aka Superwoman.
Good for her.
Yeah, she's to stop posting on YouTube for a bit to focus on her mental health. And she was just like, it's a proactive thing. Like, she just felt herself not doing good. The job, when you're that consistent, it takes it out of you. Because she was posting a lot.
Well, I know how she feels because I had to vlog for a day.
So, and that was stressful. Yeah, no, she's been going at it for a really long time.
She has.
And she's still on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But she was just doing a lot. She spreads too thin. And when you're spread that thin, it's no longer fun. It's just, okay, I have to get this done. And it's not enjoyable. Oh, let's do this. I get to do this. It's like, I forgot I have to also do that. It's so...
I don't know how you guys keep coming up with ideas.
I don't either. Have you seen my latest things? It is not groundbreaking.
But you're always entertaining, sweetie.
I try to be. I actually try and plan out my videos, but it just still doesn't always happen. Oh, did you see that Chipotle fired a manager? Did you see this on Twitter?
No, because I don't do Chipotle.
Yeah, my mom really hates Chipotle. It's the, you don't like cilantro, and they put cilantro in the rice.
They should just call it soap.
Okay.
Soap flakes.
You're one of those few people
green
in the world
soap flakes
that your taste buds register cilantro as soap.
Yeah.
Okay. There is a group of humans whose taste buds register as that.
I associate it with Chipotle.
Yes.
I'm not knocking Chipotle.
But listen, you can get brown rice without the cilantro in it.
Okay, so that's what I'm going to eat is brown rice.
No, you can get chicken and guac and sour cream and cheese. Yeah, these are all things I know that you love.
Have? Guac usually has chipotle, or what's that stuff called?
Cilantro. I don't know.
So what happened with this manager?
Anyway, there went this guy posted this video and saying, like, he was videoed the manager saying that I'm not going to make your food unless you can prove that you can pay. And he was like, it was a group of black men, and they were like, oh, this is racist. You're making, because we're black, you're making us show you that we have money in order to make our food. Because in Chipotle, rude, you order and then you pay.
Yeah.
And they make you food and then you pay. And she was like, no, you guys dine and dash. You're not allowed to. Like, but it was just like this whole video. And it was like, from just looking at the video, it seemed extremely racist. Because this, like, she was serving all the white people, but then the group of black guys she wouldn't serve unless they could prove that they could pay. And she wanted them to pay first. So Chipotle was like, okay, she's fired. They fired her immediately. And they're like, and we're going to like retrain that staff because that's not how we work. Mm-hmm. And they're like, if she was worried that they would dine and dash, she should have made the food,
set it aside,
waited until they got the money, and then handed them the food.
You can do that without saying anything.
Yes, you totally can. But then people went through that guy's Twitter and he constantly bragged about dining and dashing.
No.
So now Chipotle's like, okay, we'll look into this further and we may retrain and rehire that manager again. So it's this whole thing. It's like, but people are like, that Chipotle, that woman is terrible. And like, I was like, I don't know. I think if they had dine and dash there before and she knew it,
yeah,
it could have been handled differently. Mm-hmm. Like you said, make the food, set it.
Don't say anything.
Put it aside. Like kind of like, don't put it in their reach, right, if you really think that's going to happen.
People
just
dine and dash for real?
People dine and dash all the time. Matt and I were talking about it, and we were like coming up with scenarios how we could have done it, like at this restaurant, because this waitress was just not giving us our bill. Like, she would not bring us the bill.
I always go to the register and say, I haven't got my bill yet.
Well, there was no register. It's like one of these hipster places. Oh. And we were just like, I just want to leave. Like, it wasn't like we didn't want to pay. It was like she wasn't giving us the opportunity to pay. And we realized that it's probably really easy to do.
But don't try it.
Don't do it. Because then you won't get... won't be allowed back at that restaurant. Oh, Blaze just entered the room.
It's also just so rude.
It is rude. Like, if someone provided a service or a thing and you have to pay for it. That's just the way the world works. It's illegal to do the opposite.
Stealing, people.
It is stealing. There's a new game on Twitter.
Are we going to play it?
No.
Oh.
My dog is pouting. It's called Cheese Dog. Mm-hmm. And you take a slice of cheese and you try and throw it and land it on your dog.
Have you done this, Rachel?
No, I haven't. I don't have slices of cheese.
No, you don't, vegan girl.
But it's pretty funny because some dogs just don't even notice that it's happening.
You know what I'm going to do the next time you come to my house.
You're going to throw cheese on my dog. Yeah, a lot of it started with, I think, an American cheese slice, like one of those really floppy ones we used to feed to the cat. Yes. We had a cat that was obsessed with American cheese, like the individually wrapped ones.
Yeah.
So when we wanted to find her, we would just shake one of those cheese in its wrapper and she'd come running. She'd eat the whole thing.
We've had some cool cats.
One cat learned how to pee in the toilet.
And then it tried to flush.
It never did.
Clean constantly and knew how to do it.
I mean, that's a trick. If I had a cat that peed in the toilet,
I'd have a cat.
I'd have a cat.
Indoors.
Yes. Those litter boxes, I can't do it. Colleen. During the party, she put her cats in her room with the litter box in the room. And then
we closed
the door. So the cats wouldn't, because the door was opening and there was a lot of commotion. So, you know, put the cats in the room. And I went up to her room with her to help her change into pajamas. And the litter box stunk like crazy. She was like, please get that out of my room. And I was like, no, I'm not touching it.
And Dad
had
cleaned it right before the party started.
It was terrible. And she begged me for like 5 minutes straight. And she's like, I'm pregnant. And I was like, I don't care. And
She
can't touch it because she's pregnant. And I was like, I screamed for Eric and he didn't come. Uh-huh. So I was like, dang it.
You should have yelled for Dad.
As I was carrying it out, Eric walked up. And I was like, and I just put, I was like already in the room where the cat litter is supposed to go. And I was like, whatever.
You'd take it.
So anyway, cats are gross. I mean, I love cats. Litter boxes are gross. But then people are also like, it's really gross that I can just put a plastic bag on my hand and pick up my dog's giant.
I gag if I put on like a rubber glove. If I'm taking the dog on a walk, I'll put on my rubber gloves, of course, people, hello. Except when I'm doing chicken food, I don't know.
Yeah, what was that? When you vlogged, everyone was freaking out about your lack of gloves.
I was nervous. I'm telling you, it's stressful. All right, Lily, all right. I feel you, girl.
Lily, who's definitely listening to this.
You put on rubber gloves, and then I put on two bags, and then I pick up the poo on a walk. Otherwise, I'm using my pooper scooper. Hello, I'm not.
I think poopers are gross because I rather use the bag because I know there's no way my hand is going to touch the poop.
No way is my pooper scooper going to touch it.
But when you put it, because you taught me, I grew up, you use a pooper scooper and you put the poop in a grocery bag.
A paper grocery bag. Did you say paper plastic bag?
Yeah. you would be the person that would line your paper bag with a plastic bag.
Yeah, I would.
But then you put the poop in that and the scooper sometimes hits the edge of the bag and then you have to fold up the bag and like kind of scrunch it up before you put it in the trash can. So your hands have to get near the poop. And sometimes like the scooper touches where your hands are going to touch.
I'm never picking up poop again. I'm going to have to wear rubber gloves to pick up the poop for my pooper scooper.
So I rather use a bag.
Yeah.
Also, it takes up less room in the trash can. And I get the eco-friendly ones.
You save a tree by not using the paper bags.
True. True.
Plastic bags are going to get outlawed.
Like?
In Santa Barbara.
The ones at grocery stores?
Mm-hmm.
I thought they already were.
No. You have to ask for them. They don't give them to you anymore. You have to buy them.
Yeah, you have to buy them.
But now they're trying to pass something that you can't even have those in the store.
Yeah, everyone in LA just uses reusable, or we have to pay the 10 cents for the brown bag.
But I think they're going to get rid of the plastic bags and all the paper bags.
And you know what? We would be able to have plastic if y'all would recycle.
Exactly.
The issue is y'all can't take care of your stuff. So if you're all mad and inconvenienced that there's not going to be plastic bags, it's your fault. Recycle. Don't throw your stuff in the... Oh, man. oh, the amount of trash that just blows into my yard.
Ew.
And like after Halloween, there was so many candy wrappers. I was like, what? Just
put the candy wrapper back in your candy bag.
Exactly. People are just rude, man. All right. On to the next story. So Tumblr is missing from the Apple App Store. You don't even know what Tumblr is, do you?
Sounds familiar, but I don't think I had it.
It's a social media site that was like from 4 years ago,
that's
five,
a long time
6 years ago.
Technology world.
I didn't think anyone still used Tumblr. I thought the Tumblr people all moved over to like Reddit, which is another site you don't even know about. It's fine. But apparently the App Store, Apple App Store didn't have the Tumblr app to download. And there's, did you hear someone on my roof?
Yeah, somebody's on your roof.
I think Matt is on our, is Matt on our roof?
I think Matt's on your roof.
Oh, you know what? He's doing the thing I asked him to do. And there's bushes growing onto our roof from the neighbors. And he's cutting those bushes down. Smart. What a sweet angel soul. Gotta warn me before you just jump on a roof. Okay. What was I talking about? Oh.
Reddit.
So, Tumblr. So Tumblr said, like, we're fixing it, but no one knows if it was Apple's fault or Tumblr's fault or what happened. And they're being, like, really quiet about it.
So what happened to all the Tumblr people?
You either already have the app, but a lot of people had to delete the app because it wasn't working, and then they were going to re-download it. But then they couldn't re-download it.
Surprise.
So it was only on the Apple store, so I don't know if other phones that don't use that I don't know what happened. But people apparently still use Tumblr, and I didn't know about it.
Your aunt got a new phone. She's used that flip phone for so long.
Oh, yeah, my Aunt Cindy. I'm sure some of you have heard this. My Aunt Cindy, until last year, continued to use a flip phone.
Until this year?
And she had the same flip phone for so long that her cell provider sent her a letter in the mail saying, our service can no longer be provided on that phone because, like, the technology on the phone was so old. They're like, we just can't give you a signal anymore. So they shipped her a new flip phone that did have the capabilities. And she was all excited because she got a new phone for free because she stuck it out that long. But then she caved and got an iPhone this year.
She got an iPhone.
I think her kids were like, Ma.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on. But now, but you know what I realized at the baby shower yesterday? My Aunt Cindy, Matt knows her as the one with the camera because we have a million family members. So he has to
they all have cameras, Rachel.
No, she has like the picture camera.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
She has this pink picture camera with strap around her wrist and she always takes pictures and you never see the pictures. You never, ever see the pictures because they're on the camera and I don't think she knows how to get them off, but she took the picture. But then yesterday, she took a picture with her iPhone.
Yay.
And I was like, oh my God, is the pink camera out of business now?
Did you ask her?
No, I forgot. Like, aww. I just didn't even realize it. Because, like, I'm so used to people just, like, smile. And I just smile. I don't even know whose camera's whose anymore. Because everyone's phones look the same. And then afterwards, I was like, oh my goodness. I was at an event without the pink camera.
The end of an era.
The end of an era, man. I really wish I could see those pictures from that pink camera because you know there's a buttload on there.
Well, next time you go, say, hey, let me see your pink camera. Oh, yeah. I'll load them on. Does she have a computer?
I don't know. She does. She has no social media. She doesn't even have Facebook.
Oh, no, I think she has one now.
Does she?
Maybe.
Am I not friends with her?
I don't think she knows how to do that yet. She will. Give us time, people. Come on. We're over 50.
Mom, you're pretty savvy with the tech. For your age.
I don't know.
And you're not having to use it for your job.
Okay, maybe it's just video cameras I can't figure out.
You did well. You figured it out.
When am I doing that again?
Oh, I start Vlogmas the day after Thanksgiving.
This week.
So this week. So if you...
When am I vlogging?
I think I want to post yours every Wednesdays.
Okay.
So just have a vlog for me by the 28th.
Okay.
Is that good?
Sure.
All right. You want to go on the roof, don't you?
Kind of. I want to see what it's like up there.
All right. We can go on the roof after this. what's the next thing?
I used to climb up on the roof when I was in high school.
Don't encourage them, mother.
I was always safe. Always safety first. Great view. Got away from everybody. Had some time.
Don't go on the roof if your parents don't want you to go on the roof.
Ask your parents for permission.
You let me go on the roof a couple times.
Absolutely.
Dad would take me up there and he showed me where the North Star was.
Okay, but now don't do it at my house because you'll fall through.
No, we will fall
termites.
Straight through. We've got the person who owned our house before us was a roofer. He owned a roofing company.
Your house, yeah.
So I know my roof is fine. So Blaze just came in.
And gave me snail tracks on my pants. Thank you.
Facebook Messenger is apparently testing out a watch videos together feature.
Okay.
So you can send someone a video and then click watch it together. And so you guys watch it at the same time. And so you can react to it. This is too much work. Just send someone a video.
Yeah.
Get their response.
Right.
Like, this is too much for me.
Right.
Dad, did you just go and try and sit on a chair that's not there?
No. He was checking in on Blaze because Blaze came in.
I thought my dad just tried and sat down like a cartoon, missed the chair thing. This is not really internet news, but the FDA is going to now restrict flavored e-cigarette products.
Yes.
So that people that constantly shop in words are really hard. My mom is not paying attention to me. She's doing something with her phone.
I was going
to
take a picture of Blaze, but now we moved. So
you can't distract me, Mom. I'm trying to talk. So it's going to limit, the FDA is going to limit the sales of sweet flavored e-cigarette products in places where underage people freely shop.
Yes.
So that's still going to be available in like liquor stores and stuff. But at like grocery stores, because underage vaping was like going through the roof. Cause,
yeah, it is.
I mean, I've smelled some of those the e-cigarette stuff, the vapes.
Clearly, this is what I do on the daily. I'm all about the vapes.
All about the vapes.
But I've smelled some of those, and they smell really good.
Isn't that for people who are trying to not smoke?
It can be, but or you could just smoke it.
Do you put tobacco in it?
You can, or you can just do a vape with nothing but the flavor of e-cigarettes in it. I don't even know. Okay. I don't know much about it.
Okay.
I just know that people were like, okay, all these kids are, it's a gateway, it's vape.
It's a gateway? Oh, okay.
Because some of those stuff can have nicotine in it, which would get kids addicted to nicotine, because nicotine is extremely, extremely addictive. It's not a willpower thing. It's
so hard.
I've known so many people who quitting smoking was their biggest accomplishment in life, because it just takes over. So they're trying to make it so kids don't smoke as much. Yeah, don't. It's not. I just don't understand cigarettes. I just don't ever. I don't know that. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get the point. But that's just me. We talked before about how Instagram was going to do a separate app for just shopping.
Yes.
Well, it looks like they've scrapped that, because now they're letting users shop for items from video posts. Like, they can have a shopping collection now. So
like you do on YouTube?
Is there a shopping collection on YouTube?
You list all your things that you've tried underneath that you can go buy. Don't you do that?
Oh, I have an Amazon playlist thingy. What are you talking
on
about?
On YouTube, you go, they're all listed below.
Oh, what?
The item. Am I in the third dimension? What's happening
here? What's the third dimension? Well, there's an info box below videos, and I say you can buy the products in a link below. Yes. In a link below.
Okay, well, that's like a shopping list thing.
No, please chill.
He's fine.
I know, but you just get a lot of slobber on your face.
I know, it's in my hair, actually.
Oh, it's in your hair. Okay. Well, they're just making it so if places post things for sale, you can save them to your shopping collection, or you can click and buy the item. So I think they realized having a separate app would not be as profitable as having it all in the same one.
Yeah.
So that's happening.
That's happening.
Yeah. I wonder how a Tinder U app is working.
I don't know.
I haven't heard anything from it. Anyway, Google Maps is going to help you this Thanksgiving.
I need all the help I can get.
Oh, by the way, we don't have a sponsor today.
No, we don't.
Just so we all know. My mom is now taking a picture. Take the picture, Mom.
I've taken about four.
Okay. Are any of them usable?
No, because then it gets cuter and I can't get there fast enough to take the picture. Do what we're doing, Blaze. It
was really cute. Okay. Well, you're going to have to send me all of these so I can post them on Podcast ATI Twitter. Okay, so anyway, Google Maps, they're going to let you know ahead of time which roads are usually the clearest and most congested during that time. Because you know how, like, it can only tell you what's happening at that moment?
Yes.
My mom just, like, kicked everything.
Didn't mean to.
Well, now they're going to say, like, you can put in the address and where you are, and it's going to show you what, like, and you're going to say, like, what time you wanted to travel, and they're going to tell you what is usually the best route at that time, or be like, I want to travel this day, what's the best time? And they're going to be like, this time is the best time to do that. So they're like,
that'll help everybody else not have so many congestion
roads. And they're also going to tell you which stores Well, they already do that. They tell you which stores are usually the most crowded.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. You can go on like Google Maps and type in the store name and you can go up and it'll tell you like the times it's usually the most busy and less busy.
Go to the parking lot and go, nope, too many cars.
Well, it saves you a trip to the parking lot. But anyway, I thought it was a cool little thing.
That is cool.
And it also is doing it with movie theaters.
Is that up now for this Thanksgiving?
It's up. It's for this Thanksgiving. I don't know when it starts. I didn't test it out. Because I'm not traveling far this Thanksgiving.
Thursday.
Oh, yeah. But it's. I think it's for like kids traveling home for the holidays and traveling to the far away places.
Yeah.
I don't have a Thanksgiving break anymore.
No, you don't.
It's weird being like...
An adult?
An adult. It's really weird being an adult, guys. It's a weird transition.
Enjoy your youth.
No. Oh, that's the space bar thing. The next thing we were going to talk about. Yeah, we
already Sorry, did that. I jumped the gun on that one. I didn't know you were going to talk about
it. It's fine. I liked it. So Will Smith posted on Instagram wishing... So he has a child with this woman, another woman, mm-hmm. before he got with his current wife. And then he has two children with his current wife.
Right.
So he posted... It was his first kid's mom's birthday.
Okay.
And so he posted a picture of them with their son and said, happy birthday, baby mama. Love you so much. Mm-hmm. And everyone freaked out because they're like, you called her baby mama? Like, because he has a wife that, mm-hmm. with two children. And even Chris Rock was like, dude, you have a really understanding wife. And everyone was like reaming on Will Smith for calling his first kid's mom baby mama. Mm-hmm. And everyone, like, all the comments were like, what the crap? Like, this is so disrespectful for your wife. And then
girls do it to guys all the time.
I know. And so then the baby mama commented on the post and was like, oh my God, I love you so much. Thank you, baby daddy. Aww. And also thank you to his wife for being such an understanding, caring wife. Nice. The best co-parent she could ask for. And it was like, and everyone was like, oh, she just shut us down.
Yes, absolutely.
I was like, we're like, they're just a civil family. And it's like, yeah. That's baby mama, baby daddy, but then he has the wife, his husband, wife, yeah. And so it was like, it's clear like he always posts with the whole family, yeah. Like they're a family, yeah. And like that's awesome,
yeah.
Because if there was this weird hostility between any of them, it's not good for the kids. Mm-mm. Like that was the past. They're still friends. They have a kid together. They can't like cut each other off.
Your parents forever.
And his wife is very understanding, mm-hmm. and considerate of all of that. And I thought it was a really cool, civil, good family thing. And I thought it was good that she posted it. And like her post was like, thanks, Will, but then just like went off at how great his wife is. And I was like, that's nice to see. Yeah. That's really nice to see. Okay, Mom. Mm-hmm. People are really upset with how people say the band name Blink 182.
Blink 182.
Because
Blink 182.
Yeah. Or 182. It's Blink 182 or Blink 182.
I've heard 182.
It's it's either Blink 182 or Blink 182 because it doesn't make sense to say Blink 182.
Oh.
And so everyone's like freaking out about it, but there's a lot of things that we in Santa Barbara, if you're from Santa Barbara, you mm-hmm. say 805. That's the area code in Santa Barbara. It's 805.
Strong.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's 805. We say the letter. There's a lot of things in the world we say weird.
Yeah.
But if it's the band's name, mm-hmm. then it's the band's name. You can't tell them that they're wrong. It's the band's name.
True.
So
I would say Blink 182. That's how I've heard it.
Because that's how you've heard it. Okay. If you never heard the band a day in your life.
I would use that on a game saying I know how to say it.
Yeah.
And I'd be wrong.
Yeah. But if you've never seen the name before in your life and you read it.
Yeah.
You'd probably say Blink 182.
Yeah.
That's all. But Twitter's just upset about it. Yeah. Calm down, Twitter.
Calm down.
Calm down. The last bit of news is that all the forest fires have happened. The Southern California ones are mostly contained, if not completely out. Northern California is still having a really hard time. But Trump came to California and said, well, to prevent these forest fires, we just have to rake the leaves. That's it, guys.
Rake the forest.
Just rake the forest.
Get your rakes out there.
Come on, guys. And he was like, listen.
Rake that snow.
I was talking. This is what he said. He was talking to the president of Finland, and they don't have forest fires because they clean up and rake the leaves. And the president of Finland said, I've literally never said that a day in my life.
Never had that conversation.
And all of the people in Finland are doing rake news.
It's so funny.
And so they're posting pictures of like vacuuming the forest floors. Yeah. They don't have many forest fires because it rains there. It's like, oh my God. It's science. It's science. Their winters are really long. They get 15 more inches of rain than we do. It's like, it's lush there. Climate change and, you know, things like being a populated desert area makes it so we have lots of fires.
I don't think Finland gets Santa Ana winds.
No, I don't believe so either. But Mom, we just have to rake the forest. And then
do they have droughts?
And then there's a bunch of Americans saying, listen, we'll go out and rake all the leaves if that's what Finland does. Because we also adopt their education system, yes, their healthcare system, and their gun rules. Because if we're following Finland's lead here, let's do it all the way. I thought it was pretty funny.
Those tweets were I was giggling this morning reading
the rake news. That was really funny.
There was one. They were raking the snow.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny.
Yep. Well, that's all the news I have for today. Do you have any news?
I gave you my news.
Oh, I forgot.
Right out of the shoot. I was so excited about it.
I don't have a game for today.
That's okay. We played games yesterday.
Should we? Yeah. Oh, God. That white elephant.
51 guests.
People.
Well, there was more people there than that. But
oh, yeah.
51 played. So there was 51 gifts to do the white elephant game.
It lasted so long. I might have made a child cry. But the rules are rules.
There was a rule. No crying.
That was literally Colleen started the white elephant saying, it is encouraged. Vengeance is encouraged. Stealing is encouraged. There is no crying.
It's a game.
It's after the present touches three hands, it's saved.
Gone. Yeah, it's.
Those were the rules. She wanted people. This Colleen loves when people steal, when like the hype happens. I stole from a child. The child cried. They went against the rules, not me. But yeah, let's just skip on to questions. Let's not do a game today. Okay. Watch Colleen's vlog of her baby shower thing, birthday party, and to see us playing White Elephant. Because me and JoJo were screaming the whole time. We shouldn't sit next to each other. We get very loud.
But I was in cahoots.
Yeah.
With Matt's mom.
Yeah.
And we got Rachel what she wanted.
That's true. You did. All right. Prokey. That's the name. Prokey?
Prokey, okay.
Okay. Asks, have you ever actually had to shovel snow? My hands are currently freezing.
Absolutely not.
You haven't?
No. I've been in snow.
That's true. A year or two ago, I got snowed in Tahoe.
Yes, you did.
With Matt and his friend, and I went out and shoveled all of the snow out from the truck.
Is it hard?
It's extremely tiring, but I wasn't freezing at all. Because I was working so hard that I literally like stripped down to my like my thin layers and was just shoveling, and then we played in the snow. My hands didn't. I was wearing gloves. You're supposed to wear gloves, right?
Yeah. Is it heavier than like shoveling dirt? I don't know.
No, it's soft. It's just like you're constantly doing a motion over and over again. I would never want to do it every day. I would never want to do it multiple times a week.
You know how there's different kinds of snow? That was a.
Oh, yeah.
News flash for me.
Like sludgy.
I'm wondering if there's snow that's heavier than the other snow. Maybe
if it sits there for a while, or if it's sludgier, you know.
Yeah.
Once it's been there, it gets gross. But fallen, as it's falling.
It's not heavy.
It's not that heavy.
Because that would hurt.
Yes. Bonk. It's very light. It's not hail.
Yeah. That hurts.
That hurts.
But we've only had little tiny pea-sized hail. We don't even know people in the Midwest are laughing at us going, hail, come on.
I'm sure it does get cold. Where I was, it was like 20 degrees in the snowstorm. But there are places where it gets to like zero.
And under.
And under. So that, I'm sure your hands are cold.
And a thing called a wind field chill factor.
What is it called? What is that?
A chill factor? Wind chill factor.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even know what that is.
I don't know.
But it makes it really cold.
But I have shoveled snow. I was not cold.
Okay.
But I wasn't in the worst conditions. I was in the middle of a snowstorm.
I think your toes would freeze first.
You got to have boots and thick socks.
Okay.
You have to have the right clothing.
Not Uggs, huh?
You cannot wear Uggs. No.
Uggs are my boots.
HBD Izzy and Maddie asks, what are your favorite Thanksgiving foods?
Mashed potatoes and corn.
And stuffing. And a little cranberry sauce.
Mixed together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's not
Jessica
separate.
Makes cranberry sauce. Yes. Amazing.
My whole life, I didn't try cranberry sauce. Me either. It was always there when we went to other people's houses. Yes. And I was like, what is this? Ew, I don't want that. It was disgusting. Then Jessica made me eat cranberry sauce. And I was like, this is the best thing.
It is so good. I asked her to make it this year.
He did? Okay, yeah. Good. I was like, this is
and her
perfect.
Gravy.
Yes.
Amazing.
Zane asks, any advice for a person who procrastinates way too much? Listen.
Just get her done.
Get her done. But also, who cares if you procrastinate as long as you get it done?
Mm-hmm.
Look, we procrastinated this podcast because we were busy yesterday.
We were so busy.
Guess what? It's getting up and it's going to be just fine.
Yep.
I've realized, like Matt's like, you always procrastinate doing your videos. I'm like, they get up.
Yeah.
They get there. Who cares when I do it? As long as you get the work done.
Yeah.
Granted, if you procrastinate, you're bound to every once in a while run into an issue.
Yep. Something else might come up that's...
Yes.
You need to put that fire
That's
out,
definitely
but...
been an issue for me sometimes. But if everything goes smoothly, procrastinate. But don't. It is more stressful. It is nice to have things done ahead of time.
Somebody told me with procrastination, do the thing you hate the most first. Get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Like clean those toilets first.
Yeah.
And
oh,
then,
that's smart. Mine, as
then
I
get to go out and do gardening.
I hate putting on my makeup.
I just don't do
so
it.
So sometimes I won't film a video because I don't want to put my makeup on. And I'm the worst. Okay, I tweeted the other day, do people actually wash their feet in the shower?
I do.
And Sydney says, okay, how do you not wash your feet in the shower?
Right?
This water and the soap gets down there. I'm standing in water
okay,
and
you
soap.
You can stand in it, but if you look at your feet, honey.
I don't. See, the thing
have
is.
I a scrub brush and I scrub the bottom.
I don't have a scrub brush. I don't have a loofah. I don't use a rag. I put soap on my hand and wash my body. I don't want to wash my feet.
I think I'm the only one in the family who uses a wash rag.
I think you are too.
That's how I was raised.
Yeah.
You were too, but you guys all
you
just
also gave me
it.
Loofahs and yeah, it was did. Just it got in the way, it got all soggy. It's absorbed too much of the soap. I want the soap on my skin, not the rag.
I don't like loofahs. I like a wash rag. You use it once, you wash it, you use it again. It's clean.
Yeah, that's feels like such a lot of work. A lot of rags.
You know how little a wash rag is, child?
Yes, I grew up with them.
Okay, they're easy to wash. Just throw them in with the rest.
Whatever. Oh. But a lot of people, I tweeted that, like, I've tweeted that, and the majority of the people were like, no, way too much work to wash your feet. And then the other people that do wash their feet were outraged and disgusted by the people that didn't wash their feet. I'm like,
if your feet were just in socks all day, that's fine to stand in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're out doing gardening in your flip-flops,
you
have to scrub.
I don't wear flip-flops anymore. I only wear socks and shoes because my dog is so large that my feet always kind of need to be protected when I'm around him.
Always wear shoes around your dog.
Yes. He doesn't mean to, but he will just step on your feet
and
like break your foot. He's pretty big. So,
muscle.
And I could just wear socks sometimes, but my floors are so slippery that I've literally slipped and fallen multiple times on my floors.
Can you get you socks that have those little
the grippies on the bottom?
On the
like
bottom?
I'm an old person or a child learning to walk, or
oh,
you?
I guess
I'm about
you
to
just
say.
Said old person. I'm like, yeah. I have. Wait, I'm going to shut up now.
They're very good to not
I
slip
wear them
on.
At Colleen's house.
Yeah, one time I was in socks and I was playing with Blaze and I just fell flat on my face because I ran out the back door and then ran back in and just fell. And he is the most annoying dog in the world. I'm like in agony rolling on the floor and all he does is want to lick my face. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, and I couldn't help but laugh, but I'm like.
And then you can't get him
I
off.
I can't get him off because
so
he gets so
and
excited.
And it's just, that's funny.
It's a mess. So
why couldn't you record that day?
That
would have been fun to see.
It wasn't fun. I fell down. And Matt was laughing at me. And he was no help either. But I don't know. My feet are always, I think, clean now. And my feet don't stink. My feet, I did wash my feet. There was a time in my life.
After a basketball game, you don't wash your feet?
No. My feet don't stink. Oh. Like, I went through a time in my life when I wore, like, Tom shoes.
Oh, your feet did smell then, sweetheart.
My feet smelled bad.
Yeah.
And then I got the right socks, the right shoes.
Yeah. You haven't smelled since
no,
then.
No, my body odor is not bad.
You've never had body odor.
No. So that's I don't feel the need to wash them. They're in socks all day and they don't stink, you know, they get rinsed off. Yeah,
that
whatever.
I can agree with.
Thank you.
It's just I go around barefoot all the time at home.
Yeah, that's no. So. I go when I'm at your house, it's like a natural thing to go barefoot.
Yeah.
Because you have carpet, so it feels good.
Dirty carpet,
but it's carpet, so it feels good.
And linoleum's not super clean. It's got those divots in it.
Oh, yeah.
So it's hard to slide across those anyway. Yeah. So the dirt gives you a little grip.
That's true. Miriam asks, have you ever tried a froze toast before? Do you like it?
You guys had froze toast from the ice cream man.
Yeah.
They just weren't blue.
Yeah, they weren't the ones from the Haters Back Off.
Right, but that's what they're based on.
Yes.
The ones you guys had with Skids.
Yeah, so I have had it.
Yes.
But then I think I've had it once, and then I wanted to get like the Tweety Bird
yes.
guy, you know. I wanted those ones.
Yep.
Casey says, how do you feel about scented pine cones? Are they a lovely decor or pointless overpriced tree scraps?
I put them in my entry.
And yeah, I have them.
It covers the cat poo smell.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if the cats decide they want to poo under the window.
That's smart.
Then I put pine cones down so they wouldn't poo anywhere because I go out and collect pine cones
yeah.
and put them underneath and they won't dig there.
Okay. Yeah, we don't have a lot of pine cones in Southern California. No. We're more of a palm tree area. Yes. So for us, it's not like tree scraps because we don't have a lot of it.
You can get them at Michael's.
Yeah, you can get them. Yeah. I bought some this year and I like the scent.
Yeah.
And they're cute. And then, you know, they'll throw a sparkly one in there to make it a little more yeah. festive. I'm sure if you live next to a forest, it's a tree scrap. But also, I've known people to buy stumps of trees for like $500. Mm-hmm. So we pay a lot of money for tree stuff, tree scraps. I like them. I don't know. Whatever. I also bought these little sticks that you stick in your fake trees that make them smell like real trees.
Why don't you just buy a real tree?
Well, because it's for my office and I don't, it's, you know, look.
Don't smell it.
Okay. Well, if you put your nose in the tree, you could, all Mom.
Right. I'm going to do that as soon as we sign off.
Carly says, is it true Americans don't have Christmas crackers?
What's a Christmas cracker?
I don't know. So I'm going to say, yes, it's true. Because I don't know what a Christmas cracker
Maybe
is.
Maybe some people do.
Wait, I'm going to Google it real quick.
Okay.
Christmas cracker.
Where's she from? London?
She England? Didn't say. Oh, they look like those things in those tubes, like those things. We have those things. Gold crackers? What? Yeah, it's like a popper. We call them poppers, right? No, it's like a toilet paper roll wrapped in wrapping paper with bows on. No, it's not a.
Oh, cracker,
it's
like
a popper. It's a popper cracker.
Be eating.
That's what
protein.
I thought.
Okay. Yes, we have
them. I think we just call them something different. Yeah.
Christmas poppers.
Yes. Christmas pop. I think that's what we call them.
Well, we do. That's our
I
name.
Don't know what that. I definitely
we don't know
yeah.
what normal people do.
So we have them. We just don't have the same name for them.
Yes.
Or we do and none of us just know what the name is.
Yes.
Luidia asks, what is the best piece of advice you've received? You can think on that. I'm going to say this wasn't like advice from an old person on a park bench. This was what there's the five love languages.
Yes.
And my friends were talking about it. And because someone was like, this person, like, you don't love me. Like, you don't, but because they weren't given the love that they understand how to receive.
Yes.
And someone was like, no, that's not how they show love. And this whole conversation made me realize it's not the best piece of advice I've received, but it was like the best info I received. Mm-hmm. I learned how to see how other people give love, mm-hmm. even if it's not the way I receive it.
Yeah.
So I've learned about the five love languages. I've learned that people can be giving you love without you even realizing because that's the way they show it. Because mm-hmm. like you can be like, you giving me a gift means nothing to me, but them giving a gift is their way of showing you love.
Right.
So you need to be able to recognize that and be like, oh, even though this doesn't make me feel like the most loved, you do have to realize that the person is trying to show you love.
Yeah.
So that it's not like, I don't know, really advice, but it was like info that really shaped my life. Because
that's cool.
Yeah. Any advice you have that you've received?
Just one thing pops out in my mind. There's been a lot of advice I've gotten over the years, which is always wonderful. But my brother, when he was in the Marines, and he was stationed in Okinawa, I think, we'd send audio tapes back and forth to
you
each
did?
Other.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know this.
Yeah. And I was a bratty 13-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hormones.
14-year-old.
Yeah, we all are at that age.
And complaining about my parents.
Yeah.
And he said, Gwen, just shut up. Just pick your battles and It's they can say whatever they want. You don't have to think what they want. You don't have to agree with what they say. In your brain, you can think just, whatever you want. And it really helped smooth some of the waters.
Yeah.
Because then I went, oh. Well, yeah. That's okay.
I've learned.
Yeah.
Just don't say anything. Yeah, just shut up. It was literally that. Like, people are always like, how do you not get involved in YouTube drama or drama, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you just don't say anything. Mm-hmm. You don't have to tweet your opinion.
Yeah.
You don't have to get in the middle of it. You don't have to like that tweet.
You don't have to like what they say.
You don't
have to. It's okay.
Just, if you don't want to be involved in it, if you don't want to drag it on, don't get involved in it.
Yeah.
Like, if someone tries to start something with me, if I don't respond.
Yeah.
It's not going to continue. Me responding continues the drama. And,
being 14, I was the sassy talk back, which we got spanked for. But it stopped all of that.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't be sassy back if I was following my brother's advice.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. That is good advice. All right. So learn the love languages.
Yeah.
And just keep your mouth shut. Just shut up. Just shut up.
Unless it's something you really do need to stand up for.
Oh, yeah. Then you
you to be silent.
Yeah, don't be silent. Don't let someone bully you. But like, it's you sometimes you're like,
okay,
it's fine. All right, sure, okay. Whatever. Whatever.
And smile.
And then the last question is from Sweetener, and she asks, turkey versus ham, your thoughts, go.
Turkey.
Yeah, but also they both suck.
For a vegan.
No. Before I was vegan, I never liked the turkey.
Maybe you kids didn't like
and I
turkey.
Never liked the ham.
Maybe it's the way I made it.
No, it wasn't, because I've had grandpa's barbecued, Christopher barbecued. Yes. I've had multiple people. I've had Stephanie's. I'm like, you're all great cooks. I don't like turkey. Yeah. I like turkey sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. I only like it mixed in with mashed potatoes and corn.
You know, because you like mashed potatoes and corn.
I love mashed potatoes.
You don't like the turkey. You're hiding the turkey.
So good. I encourage you to try it.
I know.
And if you think that's disgusting, just stay quiet.
I don't think a lot of people even like the turkey. I think it's just a tradition.
It's a big bird. You can feed the whole gang with one big bird.
I mean, I think making a small chicken would probably.
Maybe that's why there's so much turkey leftovers.
Because no one likes the turkey.
Oh my gosh. I read a thing
being like, millennials are ruining turkeys because they're buying smaller turkeys instead of the huge ones because they don't want all the leftovers, because we're all realizing that no one wants it. And so like the internet tried to get mad at millennials for being smart and not buying giant turkeys.
Chicken tastes better anyway.
Chicken does taste a lot better.
Yeah.
All right. That's it. That's all I have for today.
That's it. Okay.
It was 45 minutes.
Woo.
It was a long one. All right.
All right.
My dad just came running in with a paper towel chasing my dog.
Anyway. Wiping his face of drool.
It's not a podcast without the dog. All right. We love you guys. Take us out, Mom.
We'll see you next time and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
For America. On all things internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts, with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.